So we're going to jump into, after the news and the break here, we're going to jump into the highest paid TV actors. First, the TV actresses of 2017, who are the highest paid. I was surprised by some of this. Dan, you looked at this list, obviously.
Yeah.
Some of them are like, wow.
Yeah, yeah. They do take into account personal endorsements so that there's a chunk of money coming from that. But
yeah,
it's interesting to see what shows have multiple females that are up here on the list and some that are just, one-shots and some that, are their wage struggles have made news and some that are kind of like under the radar, like, wow, I can't believe she makes that much money for the role she has in that show.
Yeah, it's some of them were surprising. We'll talk about that. We'll start with the highest paid TV actresses of 2017. And then we'll go back in time and look at how much people have made making TV shows. I can't believe that some people still work. You look back at the past at how much these people were getting paid to do TV and then they're still working. I don't understand that. So anyway, one of the highest paid guys ever in the history of television. He comes back Sunday with Curb Your Enthusiasm comes back. I'm so excited. So excited that it's coming back. I can't wait for the first time Susie swears at him. That's always my favorite is when she goes off on Larry and Jeff Garland. I can't. Every time Susie swears and screams at him, it's the funniest stuff in the world. Okay, we have to take a break. The news is coming up next. Then highest paid actors and actresses in TV. And we'd love to hear from you. 312-981-7200. Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Triple Play Thursday. Yeah, man, Triple Play Thursday. 312-981-7200. One artist, three songs. Mike picked Peter Gabriel, and that, of course, is Shock the Monkey. Yeah. Hey, welcome back, everybody. We are live in the Allstate Studio on the seventh floor of the Trib Tower. We're here till 5. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5, and the great Steve Cochran at 6 this morning. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. We are going to talk about some of the highest paid actresses of 2017 on television and then go back in time and look at what people have been paid over the years and talk about some of our favorite TV performers. So I have this list of the highest paid TV actresses of 2017. And it does explain, as you said before the break, Dan, it's not strictly the income that they make on the series that they're on.
Right.
So it explains how number one happened.
And it makes sense.
Yeah.
When you read it, it's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She's on every other commercial.
When you see, though, when I first saw the list and I saw who was number one and how much she got paid, I was like, you got to be kidding me. But let's start with number 10. Number 10 is Pauly Perretti. Is that how it's pronounced?
I think it's just Perrette.
Perrette, Pauly Perretti. $8.5 million. She is better known as forensic scientist Abby Sciuto, or Sciuto.
Sciuto.
Sciuto, okay. The role she's been playing on NCIS for 14 years. As you can tell, I do not watch NCIS. Thanks to the longevity of the show, Perrette has scored a salary of 6 figures per episode. Now, she's the girl who wears the ponytail all the time, the black hair.
Right.
She's cute.
Yeah.
I don't watch the show. You watch the show?
Yeah, that's our go-to like background show.
Yeah.
Has it on the marathons all the time.
Right.
So if there's nothing else on, we'll have that on in the background.
And then that's the one that started out with was Gary Sinise.
So
who were the hosts?
Right.
The stars.
So the Gary Sinise one was the CSI.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, no, you're good, man. It's very confusing because. God bless him, Ron Santo. NCIS is the spinoff of JAG.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And then...
starring Larry JAG.
Starring Larry JAG. And the one with this character, Pauly Perretti and Abby Sciuto, is the original. And then they've got the L.A. spinoff with Robin. What's his name?
L.L. Cool? No.
And L.L. Cool J.
And Robin. What's his name? It's Chris Connolly. Or Chris O'Connell. Chris O'Donnell.
Chris O'Donnell.
Are they in the Navy?
That's where it came from.
Right? They're the Navy Crime Investigation Unit.
Okay. I'm like, there's so much crime in the Navy.
There's a lot of crime in the Navy.
And now, who was the original star of NCIS?
Well, so Mark Harmon.
Oh, Harmon.
Yeah.
Okay.
And still is the lead star of NCIS.
All right.
You're thinking of the CSIs.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting confused. Because, Ted Danson was on one of them.
Right. It started with the original CSI Peterson.
William Peterson.
And then was eventually Ted Danson. Gary Sinise was CSI New York. And, of course, the infamous David Caruso was CSI.
Right. Miami, of course. Yeah! Maybe we should bust out some of those. Let's bust out some of those David Caruso lines. You ever watch that on YouTube, Esmeralda, where somebody has cut together like a super cut of all of the smart ass opening lines that David Caruso says?
Yeah, I've seen.
And they edited them together. It's, you know how it is. He's got some you know, catchphrase line or some funny line, and then he puts on his sunglasses, and then the Who comes in. And you know who he should thank for that is Jerry Orbach, because Orbach started all of that on the first Law and Order. Like, they find a dead body, you know, and Chris Noth goes, you know, maybe he had problems with his wife, or maybe he had issues with his wife. And then Jerry Orbach was, yeah, who doesn't? Dun, 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 dun. And he would just be like Jerry Orbach. He was the originator of the tough guy smart ass lines, and they sometimes involved his ex-wife. You know, boy, this is really a great sandwich. Yeah, too bad my ex-wife's a terrible cook. Dun, 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 dun. So we have some David Caruso.
I don't know, he's missing from the scene. Maybe he took off,
or maybe he got taken for a ride. Any second, we'll see.
Friend said she came down to drink mojitos and catch some sun.
Well, it looks like something caught her.
He died hours before this accident ever happened.
So our accident is not an accident at all. Here we go. We gotta move quick. Tide is rising, and we have a sinking crime scene.
It's not looking too good, Horatio.
On the contrary, there's a chance
this girl is alive, and we are going to find her. Wife, no matter how you cut it, divorce sucks.
Frank, it's a killer.
Okay, all right. That's enough.
They're not as witty as I remember.
No, they're never.
They're not that great. I thought they were more, you know, snappy.
They're so stupid, but his delivery of them is ridiculous. I mean, the delivery, and also combined with the sunglasses thing, because he puts the sunglasses on almost every time. Somebody told me they worked on one of those episodes. Got a gig working on one of those episodes, and Caruso walked up and started berating an actor for playing with his sunglasses. He goes, "Hey, that's my thing." Oh, Caruso. All right. Now, I'm still confused about the NCISs and the CSIs. It doesn't help me at all. I don't know.
One's the Navy, one isn't.
Right. Okay.
That's the difference.
Okay. Now, what if the one that Montaigne is on?
Criminal Minds.
Criminal Minds.
Yeah. They fly around, and they're, I think, the FBI.
Okay.
And they fly around going to murder scenes. They go to, like, really bad crimes and serial killers.
I love that, like, three of the most fantastic Chicago actors of all time have starred in these things. Like Peterson, William Peterson, mm-hmm. Joe Montaigne, and Gary Sinise have all starred on these flagpole crime shows, and they're all three of the greatest celebrated actors from the city.
And to tie it all together, when CSI New York got canceled, Gary Sinise did a Criminal Minds spinoff that only lasted a season.
Yeah.
That Dan Feinberg hated.
Yeah, he did. He did hate it. Okay. All right. All right. Next on the list is Priyanka Chopra. $10 million. What show is she on?
Quantico.
That's still on?
Yeah, it's still on, yeah. She is, my God, is that woman beautiful. That woman, that, see, you know, I had that, Esmeralda, I have that category of women that I see that make me fall off furniture.
Mm-hmm.
Priyanka Chopra is one of those. one of those women. I just fall off the furniture the minute I see her. I sat through all of Baywatch because she was in it. That's the only reason that I didn't leave the theater, was because there was a chance of seeing more of her. She's just stunning, stunningly beautiful. This Bollywood crossover star takes advantage of her worldwide appeal with revenue streams from both the U.S. and India. In the U.S., she's best known for her star turn in Quantico. She's venturing into the domestic big screen films like Baywatch. But her most consistent moneymaker is endorsements. Chopra has seven-figure deals with the likes of Pantene, Lyft Mobile, and Dharav Modi. How about this? So she makes $10 million. Carrie Russell makes $11 million. God, look at that. Another woman that makes me fall off furniture right in a row. The Scandal star, when she's not filming Shonda Rhimes' hit ABC show, in addition, she had a role in Cars 3, and she banks on endorsement deals from Neutrogena and Movado. How about this one? Julie Bowen, $12 million a year. Julie Bowen with the 12 mil. I like Julie Bowen. I think she's awesome. Thanks to a well-negotiated deal that pays Bowen and her Modern Family co-stars quite handsomely, the actress doesn't need to take on much outside of the show to keep her spot on the list. She is, however, heading to the big screen in Melissa McCarthy's upcoming film, Life of the Party. Mm. Mariska Hargitay, $12.5 million. One of the original stars of one of the most consistently popular series, Law & Order SVU, Hargitay has managed to negotiate an impressive per-episode fee, as well as back-end cash. So she's making $12.5 million. That's amazing. She's been on that show for a long time. She's been on that show since the beginning. And Ice-T is now, like, has Ice-T been promoted on that show? Because Maloney's not on it anymore, right, Dan? Yeah, Maloney left. So I think Ice-T got pushed. And his Bells are still on that show?
Occasionally.
Okay. I don't watch the SVU. Or the SUV. I don't watch the SUV either. That's the one where they get into a large vehicle and solve crimes. That's Law & Order SUV. You watched any of those, Esmeralda?
I watched the reruns.
Yeah.
I don't watch. I couldn't even tell you when it's on.
Yeah,
so I haven't seen a new one.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, Christopher Maloney is mostly known for that role, you know, like playing the hard guy cop. But that guy is hilarious. Christopher Maloney is hilarious. He was hilarious in Harold and Kumar. And the Wet Hot American Summer shows, he's unbelievably funny. Esmeralda, have you watched the latest Red Hot American Summer, the 10 years later one that takes place in 1991?
No, I haven't.
It's hysterical. And Maloney is unbelievably funny on it. He's like that, you know, it's like when you first discover that John Hamm is hilarious and he's not Don Draper, but he can be really funny. And now everybody knows that John Hamm is unbelievably hysterical. That's how I felt about Christopher Maloney. I was like, oh, it's the hard guy from SVU. And then I saw, I guess it must have been Harold and Kumar, when I was like, oh, this guy's hilarious. So, all right, we got a break here. We got weather and we got traffic, and then we'll come back and talk about more TV stars that we love and TV stars that get paid a lot as well. See, Esmeralda, there are other lyrics.
Sledgehammer. That's all I heard.
Oh, man. Yeah. Mike, Triple Play Thursday. Yeah. Requested some Peter Gabriel, that Sledgehammer. And if you missed Esmeralda's fantastic version of it yesterday when we were playing pop-up video, it is available on the podcast.
Yeah, pretty much nailed it.
You did. It was like Peter. I was just going to say Peter Cushing was here.
Yeah, my face was on that train.
Peter Cushing. All right. Hey, we're talking about the highest paid actresses on TV for 2017, and we're going to get into some other people who are making lots of money on other TV shows as well. All right, number three on the list is Ellen Pompeo, who's making $13 million. Wow. As the title character of Shonda Rhimes' first show, Pompeo has helped change Thursday Night TV, and the money has, and she has the money to prove it. Besides an endorsement with beauty brand Philosophy, all of her earnings come from Grey's Anatomy. I every time I hear that that show is still on, I go, what? Do people still watch that show? I mean, clearly, if it's still on, people still watch it. When it first came on, I watched it.
I just know there's always weird things going on.
My friend Scott Oaken refers to it, or used to refer to it, as high school hospital, because everybody acts like they're in high school.
Yeah, there's that, but then, like, crazy things happen. Like, there are shootings.
Oh, yeah.
Or weird medical things.
They started killing people off every week.
Yeah.
Didn't they? At some point, I mean, it was like it's some, and like in real weird way, people getting decapitated and shot in the face. And
Eileen is still someone who watches it, and so I kind of de facto watch it depending on when I'm having my dinner.
Yeah.
And my favorite was when Christina Ricci guest starred, and a guy had a bomb in his stomach or something, and if she let go, it would blow up.
Jeez. All right. Here's one. Mindy Kaling, $13 million a year. The Mindy Project, with Mindy Project coming to an end, Kaling is losing a significant stream of income as she serves as the show's creator and star, but don't discount her yet. She's got two big movies, Ocean's 8 and A Wrinkle in Time coming out, and NBC series Champions in the works. Okay. We have to break here. We got some traffic that we have to get to. Esmeralda, go ahead.
Yeah, southbound I-57, I was talking about that police activity at 147th Street. That is now closing all lanes. You also have the entrance ramp from 147th Street to southbound I-57 closed.
Oh, boy. All right, we'll keep an eye on that. Thank you, Esmeralda.
Mm-hmm.
That's not good. So, Mindy Kaling, $13 million. I had no idea she was making that kind of money.
Isn't it online now?
It is. It's a streaming on one of the streamers.
And I think it's ending.
It is. It's the last. This is coming to an end, yeah.
Good for her, though.
Yeah, that's a lot of money. I like Mindy Kaling. She's great. What network is it on now? Is it Hulu?
I believe it is Hulu. Like, Hulu picked it up after it went off Fox, and then I think now that it's ending, they're allowed to expand out to Amazon, if I remember correctly.
Okay. Good for her, 13 mil. All right, number two on the list is Kaylee Cuoco. With $26 million. Oh, my God. Cuoco's big income is thanks almost entirely to the Big Bang Theory. As a member of the top paid cast on television, Cuoco earns $1 million per episode. $1 million per episode. Wow. That's insane. Here's the other thing. She makes $1 million an episode, okay? And that show is in syndication. Why do people ever work again? I don't understand. I really don't understand that. Like, she never has to work a day in her life, like, ever again.
I mean, she doesn't do anything.
Well, nobody on that show does anything.
Well, she does the show, but you know what I mean? Like, does she do movies or
no?
Like, that's her thing. That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's
right?
It. Yeah. And then number one is Sofia Vergara. Listen to this, Esmeralda. $41.5 million.
Don't tell Julie Bowen or Bowen.
Well, it's not because of Modern Family.
Oh, it's like all
it's
this
stuff. All of it. And she's like, and as Dan was saying, because when
head
I saw
and
the
shoulders,
the, when I saw the, yeah, Head and Shoulders, she does do Head and Shoulders. She does like a ton of commercials. $41.5 million. And number two on the list is Kelly Cuoco with $26 million. That's a significant leap between number one and number two. And as Dan said, it's because she's on every commercial all the time. You know, so she makes a lot of money on Modern Family, absolutely. But she's got licensing deals with Shark Ninja Coffee and Rooms to Go. And her perfumes are among the top-selling celebrity fragrances internationally.
Yeah, she had what? She had Pepsi? Diet Pepsi? I remember her
Diet
doing
Pepsi.
One of those commercials.
Yeah. And, I mean, well, if she's got perfumes, then she's making a ton of money on that, too. But, yeah, there you go. $41.5 million, Sofia Vergara. Whew. That's a lot of money, man. All right, we have also some other stuff here, people making. Let's see. Mark Harmon. How much do you think Mark Harmon makes per episode for NCIS? Esmeralda, how much do you think he makes?
$50,000.
$525,000 per episode.
All right. Oh, my God.
$525,000 per episode. How about, let's see, Peter Dinklage, Game of Thrones?
$800,000.
$500,000. And it looks like one, two, three, four, like the five main actors who have not gotten killed off on Game of Thrones all make $500,000. They all make $500,000 an episode.
Although, good for them. I mean, you had to be all cold and dirty.
Yeah.
Waiting around and wherever they film.
The production values on that show are pretty impressive. I mean, they spend a lot of money on that show. The budgets for each of those episodes has to be pretty huge. And if they're paying each one of these guys $500,000 an episode, it's got to be the most expensive show in HBO history. It's got to be. Just judging by the effects that they have to do, the location shooting, the production values that are involved, and then paying these actors $500,000 per episode?
It's funny you mention that because Mo Ryan, who used to work for the Tribune as a TV critic and works for Variety, she co-wrote a piece this week. I haven't had a chance to read it, but it talks about the ballooning cost of TV shows because they mentioned Game of Thrones, but also that new Star Trek show that we talked about a little bit earlier, and just how production costs have escalated so much and how it could be like the end of peak TV because – now, all of a sudden, you're paying so much for content that it's just going to crash everything.
Yeah, that would be too bad. Well, that's because, you know, the quality of television has improved so much. And a lot of movie stars have come back to television. It used to be a taboo. I mean, if you did movies and then suddenly you were doing TV, you were looked down upon. TV was like the bastard child of entertainment. If you were a movie star and you started doing TV, that was like, well, you're going to be 5 minutes away from the unemployment line if you're going back to that stupid medium. But TV shows are now have the quality of Hollywood movies now, like big time, big budget movies. And they have big stars and they've got great directors. You know, Martin Scorsese has directed some TV. Quentin Tarantino directed some TV. He did a couple of CSIs. And a bunch of other stuff. So anyway, all right, we got more stuff to talk about. Who are your favorite TV stars as well? 312-981-7200. And the news is up next. Yeah, man. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. We're here every weekday morning, 2 a.m. to 5 a.m., and it is at 5 o'clock, you've got Steve Grzanich with the opening bell, and at 6, you've got the great Steve Cochran with your morning drive. Triple Play Thursday. Yeah, man, Triple Play Thursday. Steve requested Bob Seger, Like a Rock. Today is Steve's birthday. Happy birthday, Steve. Yeah. Little Silver Bullet Band action, man. Yeah. Seger. Hi. Hey, how are you? We're talking about actors and actresses and how much they make on television, and a lot of it is crazy. 312-981-7200 is the phone number if you would like to join us. Jay in Ohio said if David Caruso made more than $10,000 a year, he was overpaid. Wow. Yeah! I can see Jay in Ohio putting on his sunglasses right after he says that. If David Caruso made more than $10,000 a year, he was overpaid. Yeah! That was my David Caruso invitation.
Felt like it was in an episode.
Isn't it? It was crazy, wasn't
it? Yeah. I was like, who had the TV on?
What's Caruso doing now? Is he doing anything?
I haven't seen him in anything.
Right?
Yeah, I haven't seen him in... I think he made a lot of money. I'm sorry, Jay in Ohio, but I think David Caruso made bank on CSI Miami.
He left to get into movies, and then it didn't work out so well, right?
He left NYPD Blue
right
to get into movies. It didn't work out so well. But here's the thing. He was already in movies before NYPD Blue.
Oh, was he?
Oh, yeah.
I liked him in NYPD.
So did I. He was great on that show.
I don't know,
the problem was when he left, you know, he made a big stink about it. And then, like, out of the gate, he makes, like, Jade, which is one of the worst movies, one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
That's right.
He made terrible movies after NYPD Blue, but before NYPD Blue, he was really, he was good. He's a good actor. He was in Officer and a Gentleman. He was terrific in Officer and a Gentleman. He was in King of New York with Christopher Walken. I'm trying to remember some of the other stuff that he did, but he was in, like, 10, 12 movies before he got NYPD Blue. It's just unfortunate he picked really bad movies. What was it? Wasn't he in the remake with Nicolas Cage? Kiss of Death, right?
Yes, Kiss of Death.
Yeah, Kiss of Death. Which, by the way, if you go back and watch Kiss of Death, which I don't think is a bad movie. I don't think it's a bad movie. Nicolas Cage plays the bad guy in it. He's the villain. And David Caruso's trying to... I don't remember all the entire plot. But there's a scene in the movie... And if you go back and watch this movie, that for my money, it's the greatest stunt ever committed to film. The greatest stunt ever committed to film is in Kiss of Death, and it's just and this is all it is. Because I remember seeing that movie, and I saw it at a screening, and then it was playing at Bruin View, and we went. I don't know. We went because maybe Dazed and Confused was playing afterwards. I have no idea. But we went and I was with Oaken. We were sitting at the table. And there's a scene where Nicolas Cage, I think he runs a bunch of, I don't remember the details of the movie very much, but he runs like a bunch of dirty businesses, and he's got like a line, like he runs a trucking company, and one of his truck drivers was drunk on the job and like passed out behind the wheel. And so there's this, he's in the semi, the guy, the driver of the semi is in the semi, and he's passed out, and he's drunk. And so Nicolas Cage comes up and opens up the door of the semi, of the rig, grabs him and whips him out of the driver's seat. And he lands like on his head. And it's not a dummy. It's a real dude who is pretending to be asleep or drunk or passed out. So he can't like put his arms out or anything. And this, it's unbelievable. He whips this guy to the ground you know how high it is in a rig, in a truck, you got to climb all the way up. He's in the driver's seat, and Cage grabs him and whips him out of the driver's seat and hits the ground. And I remember everybody in the theater went, oh, because it wasn't fake. It was a dude. It was not a dummy. It was a dude. And I thought he killed him. Like after that, I was like, Nicolas Cage just killed that guy. We just witnessed a murder. We witnessed Nicolas Cage murder another actor. Go back and watch Kiss of Death just for that. And my Oaken and I have gone on the record and said whoever that guy was, that he gives the greatest stunt in the history of film. it was unbelievable. But to see what the stupid thing about that though is that's the takeaway from that movie. That's what I remember about that movie. There's nothing else. I don't remember anything else about the movie except for Nicolas Cage whipping that guy out of the truck.
I know we have to break here momentarily, but I've received four texts reminding us that he was David Caruso was in Rambo First Blood.
Yes, he was, and he was great in it.
And three texts that he was in Hudson Hawk.
He was in Hudson. That's right. Hey, he was great in First Blood.
What was his part?
He was one of the cops. He didn't want to shave him. He was afraid that when they've got him tied up. He was the one that was going to shave him, and he wouldn't do it. He was the only sympathetic cop. You know, he was the one that felt bad about them beating up Rambo, and throwing him in the hooscow. And I think, if I remember correctly, he spares his life. Like, Rambo spares David Caruso's life because he's the only one who wasn't, you know, a total jerk to him. And in Officer and a Gentleman, which was the next year, he was the guy who was terrified to go. Have you guys seen Officer and a Gentleman?
I do remember his part in that movie, yeah.
He was the one who was terrified to do the dive into the pool. And he freaked out and almost died. He almost drowned. And then he got kicked out at that point.
I didn't realize he was in movies until you said that, and then I remembered that he was.
Yeah,
I remember his part in that.
He did a bunch of movies, and I'll tell you, I think my favorite David Caruso pre NYPD Blue performance in a movie is in King of New York, the Christopher Walken gangster movie, which is just loaded with great actors, and Caruso is phenomenal in that movie, phenomenal.
I pretty much do David Caruso every time my kids won't eat vegetables or something like that. You know what I mean? I approach it in that way.
Just now, you're going to eat that asparagus.
I take my sunglasses off and put my hand on the table and lean in.
It's time to eat your spinach.
We can do this the hard easy
way. Yeah! That's when you have to crank the who right after you say that to your kids.
I do.
Oh, good. All right, we got a break. We got weather and traffic. We'll get back to more of the obscene amount of money that people get paid to be
and
on
television. And more David Caruso texts.
More David Caruso texts, everybody. David Caruso.
We've breathed new life into David Caruso.
That or he's got 10 cell phones and he's texting from a different number each time.
It's David Caruso Day here on the Nick DiGilio Show, everybody. David Caruso Appreciation Day. Yeah, man. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. It is a Triple Play Thursday. Yeah, man, Triple Play Thursday. One artist, three songs. Happy birthday to Steve, who chose Bob Seger, and that's Roll Me Away, man. Bob Seger, man. Hey, welcome back. Yeah, I sounded like a DJ there. Hey, welcome back. Yeah, welcome back. we're talking about the ungodly amount of money that actors and actresses get paid to do TV. And so we've been talking about how much people are making per episode or how much they're making a year. We've been getting some texts in here. Rich in Florida says, of all the Chicago actors, Dennis Farina was my favorite. He was great. Dennis Farina was the best, man. He was just the king. And again, you know, one of those remote droppers for me every single time it's on is Midnight Run. I will watch that movie any and every single time that it's on. And Farina is unbelievable in that movie. 847 area code says, Kelly Cuoco also does Priceline ads. Oh, she's making money from Priceline. She's also on that. What's that? Acne. Oh, but Proactive? Proactive. She's on those Proactive commercials, too. Tim, Jay in Ohio, and Keith. Jeez. David Caruso got his TV start on Hill Street Blues. He played a punk Irish gangbanger. Wow. Well, it's amazing. We got three separate texts on that. Three separate texts from three separate people who knew that he played an Irish gangbanger on Hill Street Blues. 36 years ago, he played an Irish gangbanger on Hill Street Blues, and Tim, Jay, and Keith all remembered that. Esmeralda, we definitely have members of the David Caruso fan club listening intently this morning.
Oh, boy.
815 area code said, David Caruso was also in Thief of Hearts. Yes, he was. He was in Thief of Hearts with Stephen Bauer. Ike in Country Club Hill says David Caruso was in Twins. He was? I don't remember him in Twins. Of course, I've only seen Twins once because I think it sucks. See, Esmeralda, you see, the joke is that Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger, that they're twins.
Mm-hmm.
You get it? Because he's like really short and frumpy, and then Arnold Schwarzenegger is like really big and muscly. And they don't look anything alike. And he's got an Austrian accent, and he's got a New Jersey accent. You see, but here's the thing, Esmeralda. Here's the thing. They're twins. Get it?
Yes.
See, they don't look anything alike. They don't sound anything alike. They don't act anything alike. But see, they're twins. See? It's a very high concept movie. I don't remember David Caruso in Twins.
He played El Greco for all you Twins fans out there.
Oh, El Greco. All right. 773 area code says Caruso quit acting and let his hair grow. He quit acting so he can let his hair grow? That's a very weird reason to quit. You know what? I'm going to quit the business because I really want to let my hair grow. I'm just going to stop acting and sit at home and let my hair grow.
I know way more than I really want to know about David Caruso.
Oh, there's more
today.
There's more. Evidently, he owns production companies, and that's all I remember.
Good for him.
And he's just sitting right now. He's sitting in his house with his hair growing. That's what David Caruso is doing now.
Do you think he walks around and the delivery guy shows up and he does one of the CSI lines?
Yeah.
And he just has a little tape player behind him
and blasts the Who. Yeah, but nobody's going to recognize him now because he's got really long hair now, and he looks like Tom Hanks in Forrest Gump when he was running. I think that's what he looks like now. That's what his facial hair and his hair looks like Tom Hanks during the running portion of Forrest Gump. But see, Esmeralda, you see, Arnold Schwarzenegger doesn't look anything like Danny DeVito at all.
And they're twins.
But they're twins, see? I mean, Dan, do you understand that? One guy's really, really short, and the other guy's really, really big. And one guy's got an accent from a different country, and another guy's got an accent from Jersey, and then facially they don't look anything alike. But here's the thing, though, Dan. Here, you ready? They're twins. See?
I know we got a break here, but had you heard the rumor that they were going to make a sequel?
To Twins?
Yep.
What was it called?
Triplets. And guess.
Oh, that's right.
Guess who was going to be the star?
That's right. I can't. I can tell. Again, remind me.
David Caruso.
Eddie Murphy. It was Eddie. David Caruso. Yeah. That's right. Eddie Murphy. Oh man, you see.
David Caruso.
Quadruplets. That would be the next one.
Wait, who's the third?
Eddie Murphy. Yeah, Eddie Murphy, and then David Caruso.
Oh no! I see. So it's still going to be
Danny DeVito, Arnold Schwarzenegger,
right.
Eddie Murphy, and David Caruso. Yeah. Quadruplets. Well, actually, in order to tie in the Who, it should be Quadrophenia Luplets. That's what it should be. If you want to get the Who in there, all right. We have to break. I don't know. I have no idea what's happening right now. I'm going to go home and watch Twins because I'm having a hard time understanding the concept. Okay, we have to break, and the news is coming up. I finally understand. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here. Triple Play Thursday. Yeah, man, Triple Play Thursday. It's one artist, three songs, and Steve requested some Bob Seger, man. Happy birthday, Steve. That's Understanding by Bob Seger. Yeah. Bob Seger, man. All right. Hey, welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower, here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich has got the opening bell coming up at 5, and then Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. Phone number is 312-981-7200 for talk and text, 312-981-7200. We've been talking about the insane amount of money that people get paid to be on TV. And some of these people get paid an extraordinary amount of dough. And some people have made so much money from TV that I don't understand why they continue to work. So we've also been discussing the complicated plot of Twins. So, and the fact that David Caruso was in Twins. What did he play? Johnny Columbo? What?
Al Greco.
Al Greco. That was close. Johnny Columbo? That's close. Hey, Esmeralda.
Mm-hmm.
219 area code says, sorry, Esmeralda, but David Caruso doesn't need any life breathed into him since the WE Network plays CSI Miami like every day of the week, 20 hours a day.
Oh, okay. Do they play Twins after that?
They should. They should just play. There should be a Twins network.
There should be a David Caruso network.
Yeah, all David Caruso all day long.
I'd watch.
I think many of our listeners would, too.
And instead of commercials,
what?
There would just be David Caruso facts.
How did this happen? The David Caruso, we've turned this into David Caruso Day. And clearly, there he's got fans because we've been getting 8,000 texts here. Thomas says Caruso was great in Mad Dog and Glory. Yes, he was. He was phenomenal in Mad Dog and Glory. And I know John McNaughton, not to drop names or anything, but I know John McNaughton, the man who directed Mad Dog and Glory, who also was responsible for Henry Portrait of a Serial Killer and Wild Things with Neve Campbell and Denise Richards. He's a tremendous director, and he lives here in Chicago. Mm-hmm. He's a great, great man and a great director. I mean, he could have quit after Henry Portrait of a Serial Killer and been a legend. But he directed Mad Dog and Glory, and I know a bunch of stories about the making of that movie. I've heard a lot of De Niro stories, obviously Bill Murray's been in a bunch of movies that McNaughton has directed. He told me, and I believe that all the people who are listening, all of the people who are listening right now who belong to the David Caruso fan club, will be happy to know that directly from John McNaughton's mouth came the words, "David Caruso is one of the nicest guys that I've ever worked with."
Well, that's good.
Yeah, also very talented. So, Jeff said, "I met David Caruso after a screening of Jade." He was nice to me because I told him that I liked NYPD Blue and Hudson Hawk.
So if you praise him.
Yeah, he'll be nice to you.
He'll be nice.
Mark says, now that David Caruso has long hair, when he says those lines, does he do it with a hair flip? Yeah, that would be good.
Oh.
Put the sunglasses on and a hair flip.
Yeah.
David Caruso. All right.
You should get him on.
Get him on. We'll do a full 3 hours with David Caruso.
Talk about triplets.
What's going on now, Dan?
This may not be true. I cannot confirm. But
this
considering what's going on, I wouldn't put it past what we have now learned. At one time, according to 815, David Caruso was Chuck Norris's stunt double.
I could see that in terms of likeness. I didn't know that
David Caruso's a ginger, though.
Yeah, but, you know, it's not so red. It could be blonde.
Once Chuck Norris's stunt double.
Can he even do roundhouse kicks?
Does David Caruso know more? Are we learning that? Does David Caruso know martial arts? Wow.
Wait, it was his stand-in or stunt double? Do you think? I forgot.
Stunt double.
Really?
Yeah.
So he used to do stunt work?
Then, you know what? I bet David Caruso is responsible for choreographing the stunt in Kiss of Death. It was probably his idea, the stunt where Nicolas Cage kills a guy. I wish that was available, like if somebody just it was available on YouTube. Nicolas Cage whipping that guy out of the semi. He hit the ground. This guy hit the ground like on his face in a thud. And it was done in one take. It's Nicolas Cage reaching into the truck and whipping this guy out, and he splatters onto the ground. I'm like, that guy's dead. Nicolas Cage just killed that guy. Maybe it was one of David Caruso's stunt buddy doubles. Double buddy buddies.
Does he do a lot in Jade?
I've only seen Jade once. I don't remember. He gets a massive fight scene in Mad Dog and Glory.
Oh, okay.
It's like the whole last 5 minutes of the movie. God, I'm trying to remember who he has a fight with.
I only say that because you would think he'd want to do a lot more stunt movies.
Well, he barely moved on CSI Miami.
Yeah, he just stood
kind of stood around and went, "We're gonna find that killer."
Yeah, yeah.
All right. All right, you want to find it?
Toast.
Yeah. Anthony Hopkins on Westworld. How much do you think he makes an episode?
Oh. 700.
Well, 300,000.
Really?
Yeah.
You think he could get more? He's Anthony Hopkins.
You know, these numbers are going to change now, Esmeralda. But Mandy Moore on This Is Us, how much do you think she made? I guarantee you that there was a negotiation because that show is just such a huge thing now.
It makes everyone cry.
Yeah. I know that this number's got to be higher for this season because season two just started.
I'll say $450,000.
No, $85,000.
Really?
$85,000 per episode. That's a lot of money in the real world. I mean, that's a ton of money.
Right. but not enough for a show like that. And all the tears.
Well, they
that
nobody knew.
Shed.
My guess is that nobody knew that the show was going to take off the way it did. So yeah. $85,000, you know, per episode is great.
Right. Yeah. And it's more.
But now now I guarantee you that all of these people are making more money on this season. There's no question about it.
Yes.
Milo Ventimiglia, who of course will always be Jerk Jess from Gilmore Girls. He's always going to be Jess, man.
Not the guy from Heroes.
Was he on Heroes?
Yeah.
Was he? I don't even remember.
I forget what he did.
Oh, yeah, he was on Heroes. That's right.
He
had special powers.
Okay. Yeah. I can't remember.
I just remember Save the Cheerleader, Save the World. That's the thing I remember about Heroes. And I remember liking the first season. Oh, you know who did the music for Heroes, the theme and the music?
Who's that?
Wendy and Lisa from The Revolution.
Oh. He makes 90.
85,000.
Okay.
Sterling K. Brown from This Is Us.
Oh, I'm going to say 70.
75,000.
Yeah.
He just won an Emmy.
Although, yeah, you better get more.
Oh, no, he will. Everybody in This Is Us is making a lot more money per episode than this money.
I just looked it up. They might be making the same amount, but each of them received a $250,000 bonus from NBC in between season one and season two.
That show is a phenomenon, man. You know? And it's a good... Have you ever watched it?
No.
It's a good show. Makes you cry. Okay, how about in the comedy world? Everybody on Big Bang Theory makes $1 million per episode. $1 million per episode. Dwayne Johnson in Ballers. How much do you think he makes per episode?
$500,000.
$650,000. Mm. Like, Dwayne Johnson needs $650,000 per...
Right?
Hey, wait a minute. Why does Miam Bialik make less money than...
Is she not a full...
I don't know.
Person?
I don't watch the show. I can't get through one episode without throwing the TV out.
She might not be a...
Everybody except her.
Yeah, but like everybody...
Well, all the main characters, except for her, it's an ensemble show.
What
according
about
to
that
this,
blonde lady?
She makes $500,000 less.
How many people are listed as part of the five main? Is it five main characters?
It's Kelly Cuoco, Johnny Galecki, Simon Helberg, Kunal Nayar, Jim Parsons, Miam Bialik. That's everybody.
Well, Miam Bialik is now Jim Parsons' girlfriend. Simon Helberg has a wife on the show, so. They might be referring to, like, the core five that started the show. And then now there's, like, wives and girlfriends and things like that.
She's a main character on the show, right?
But, well, I mean, they are now, but, like, they weren't part of the original five.
Okay. All right. Okay. Because, on the trailers they kept showing for The Big Bang Theory was him proposing to her. And then he gets a phone call and he has to take it. It's real funny. Right in the middle of the proposal, will you marry me? His phone rings and he goes, oh, I have to take this. I don't want to be rude. It's almost as funny as a concept where there's this really big guy and a short guy, and they don't look anything alike. But listen to this. Get this, right. Esmeralda. They're twins.
What's that movie called?
Twins.
Oh.
You know David Caruso's in that movie? we have to break. I didn't get a lot of sleep last night because I watched the Cub game. So maybe that's why I'm a little David Caruso slap happy this morning. I don't know. I didn't get a lot of sleep at all last night because, you know, I had to watch the Cubs.
You're going
to
dream about David Caruso today.
I often do anyway. I have David Caruso dreams nightly.
I mean, who doesn't?
Or I should say daily with my sleep schedule. All right. In case David Caruso is coming to Chicago, here's the weather, my friend. Yeah, man. Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower, here till 5. Steve Grzanich coming up in just 9 minutes with the opening bell, and Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. We've been talking about how much people get paid to be on TV, and, of course, David Caruso.
Yeah.
All right. At one point, Charlie Sheen was getting paid $1.8 million per episode of Two and a Half Men. That's astonishing.
How much was John Cryer getting?
Less.
Oh.
Ray Romano at the height of the popularity of Everybody Loves Raymond, $1.7 million per episode.
Wow.
Kelsey Grammer, Frasier, $1.6 million. Tim Allen, Home Improvement, $1.25 million to go.
I wonder how much he gets. Is that show still on?
No, it got canceled.
Oh, that's
it's
right.
There's all sort of controversy about it.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's still on.
What was
it's
it called? Man,
Man,
I'm a Man?
Yeah.
Put on my pants?
Yeah.
What the hell was it called? Man Face?
I have daughters and don't understand.
Last
women.
Man Standing?
Yes.
Okay, Last Man Standing.
It's in syndication.
So he's
sure
fine.
He's still getting. No, he was made $1.25 million.
$1.25 million to do the show about putting new motors on a dishwasher.
Yeah, I think he saved that money, hopefully.
I hope he got a lot of money for finding pot in their kid's lunchbox or whatever the hell it was.
He also gets a handsome check from Michigan, I'd imagine.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Drew Carey, during the Drew Carey show, got paid $750,000. Per episode. That's a good chunk of change.
Yeah.
Helen Hunt and Paul Reiser, Mad About You, million an episode.
Oh, I could believe that, yeah.
Jerry Seinfeld, million an episode. What are the other guys getting?
You don't think they're the same?
They don't have anybody else listed here from the show. I think they probably got let. Well, you know what? I mean, he had a piece of the show, too. He and Larry David created the show. Ashton Kutcher. He comes into 2 and a Half Men.
Mm-hmm.
$755,000 per episode. So that's like roughly $1 million less than they were paying.
Yeah.
They were paying Charlie Sheen. Here's one that I'm very surprised by. Lauren Graham and Alexis Bledel both got $750,000 per episode for Gilmore Girls. That's a good chunk of change for a show that, you know, that wasn't in the top 10 ever.
Right. Do you think that's how they started? No.
No, of course not. But I think these are all the most they got paid.
Okay.
Here we go. Jason Alexander, Julie Louis-Dreyfus, and Michael Richards all made $600,000 per episode. Oh, poor them. David Hyde Pierce for playing Niles, $750,000 per episode. Norman Reedus from The Walking Dead, $550,000 per episode. All right, how about this? Simon Cowell on The X Factor, $75 million a year.
Well, that's his show, too, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Katy Perry on The X Factor, $25 million a year. Jennifer Lopez on American Idol, $20 million a year. Ryan Seacrest, American Idol, $15 million a year. And that guy's got 43 jobs.
Right. Oh.
Let's see what else. How about daytime? Judge Judy, well, we all know it's insane. $47 million a year. Barbara Walters on The View. Well, she's not on the show anymore, but she was getting $13 million a year.
Oh.
Isn't that crazy?
Man.
Bob Barker, $10 million a year before he retired. Ellen DeGeneres, $5 million a year. She's got to make more than that now. Springer, $4 million a year.
Really? Wow.
Matt Lauer on the Today Show, $21 million a year. It's pretty good. It's pretty good money. Miley Cyrus on The Voice, $13 million. Adam Levine, $13 million. Christina Aguilera, Blake Shelton, $13 million. Christina Aguilera, $12.5
million. Oh, poor Chris. Well, you know what? It could be because she's not on all. Like, I caught half of an episode, whenever it was on this week. And she wasn't there. It was Miley.
Oh, are they switching out?
Yeah, so maybe. Oh, and it sometimes, isn't it? What's her face? Gwen Stefani?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, and Alicia Keys, too.
So maybe
Alicia
because
Keys
she's not
is
there
on
all
yeah,
the time.
Maybe that's what it is. Is Kelly Clarkson on The Voice?
No.
She will be, I believe.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. She's going to make $12.5 million. So there you go. There's some money. We should have gotten to TV, Esmeralda. Clearly.
Yeah, because we would be getting.
I would be getting $1.5 million. You know what? I'm going to call David Caruso's agent.
Yeah.
And we're going to get a TV show together, me and Caruso.
Yeah, it'll be
we're going to call it Twins. Because I don't look anything like David Caruso. He doesn't look anything like me. And we it'd be twins.
And could you get Chuck Norris to be his stunt double?
Right. Every time I get home, I get home around 6 in the morning usually. Mm. Every time I get home and I turn on the TV, that damn gym commercial, the self gym, right. It's Chuck Norris. How do you think I got these guns?
Walker Texas Ranger might be on one of those weird channels.
It's on CMT, I think. So, all right. Well, now that we know the entire history of David Caruso, and I would like to thank all my listeners for making David Caruso Day an extraordinary hit. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Esmeralda, do you have a little message for the David Caruso fan club out there?
I do. Do you struggle getting deep, restful sleep? Think about it. When was the last time you replaced your pillow?